Welcome to your foundation's training module on parenting support. Really delighted to say we have Justine Clark here, one of our brilliant family support workers, to come and share some of her experience and some top tips for you guys as you get started. So Justine, do you just want to kind of introduce yourself, maybe say what school you're based at and how long you've been with us?
Yeah, so I'm Justine Clark and I'm at Grace Academy Darlaston and I have been here 11 years, which I said 10 years the other day and then realised it was wrong, it's 11 years.
Time flies when you're having fun.
It does.
And I think you are, in fact, our longest standing family support worker.
I think so. I think everyone else has come and gone.
But Justine has remained stable throughout, which is good stuff. Good. So we're going to talk in this module about parenting support. So Justine, do you want to just kind of explain some of the things that you're currently involved in around parenting support?
Yeah, so we do kind of one-to-one parenting support and also group sessions. The main kind of parenting group session I do is Triple P, which is Positive Parenting Programme. This is something you have to have a licence for, so I tried to do that through the local authority when it was being offered for free. So that is an evidence-based course that helps parents to kind of just take some time out from every day, reflect on their parenting, what's going well, where can they make changes. And it's not just about behaviour management, it's about understanding your teenager, building relationships with your teenager. And really, every parent finds that useful, whether they've got major issues or not. So, I mean, I would like every parent of a teenager to do it, but it doesn't work like that, unfortunately. So you kind of get parents who are really desperate and they've got a 16-year-old and it's been left quite late, really, before they've decided they will engage. But then I do try and do it with parents where they've got children in year 7, because you can kind of get in there and make the changes before you get to that point. And so we do that in groups, which it works well as well, because parents then can see that it's not just them, they're not on their own. There are other parents going through, you know, similar things, if not worse things than they are. And that definitely helps. And then you can kind of, they kind of bond a bit. And sometimes you can feed them into the coffee morning afterwards as well to kind of carry on that support and meeting up with each other. We also do that on a one-to-one basis sometimes. If there's a parent who doesn't like groups, maybe they've got poor mental health or SEN needs. So then sometimes I might do it on a one-to-one basis. Or if they've got a very specific circumstance going on that it's going to be difficult to share in front of a group, then we might do that on a one-to-one. We also do, workshops, one-off workshops, like anxiety in your child, supporting your child who's anxious.
Yeah.
Left to your own devices, which is the Care for the Family course about online use. That's just a one-off 90-minute session, so that's, and it comes with all the materials ready to go, so that's pretty good. What else do we do? We do other sessions as well that come in from outside of school, so I will support the sessions. So it might be like the SEN team from outside school, from the local authority, come in and do parenting sessions, so I will then support in those sessions. So I don't have to create all of these different sessions and create sessions, and then it's just you supporting, so that kind of frees up time and that helps as well. So those are kind of the main kind of parenting support sessions that we've got going on, formal sessions, I suppose.
Yeah. And how do you kind of find that parents engage with those things? Like, I can't imagine you kind of have an auditorium full of every single parent in the school coming to every single workshop you put on. But how do you find parents kind of engage best with them?
It's very varied. Sometimes you can have, I mean, you always get lots of people sign up and then you always get at least half don't turn up.
Yeah.
So that's just the way it goes. We've tried doing different timings. We've tried evenings. We've tried mornings, afternoons, you know, and to be honest, the take-up in the evening, after it was at parent request, wasn't that great, so I probably wouldn't bother doing it again.
Right,
okay. A group of parents that specifically wanted it. But yeah, I mean, it would be lovely if you could fill an auditorium with all these parents and do it all in one go. But that's not real life, is it? So, you know, people have got small children, they've got commitments outside of school. So we just try and change it around. But yeah, sometimes it's the parents that need it the most that are the ones you have to keep chasing.
Yeah.
You know, and some will complete it and some won't. But it is very, very varied, really.
Yeah.
You tend to find, once they've been to two sessions, they'll probably complete the course.
Yeah,
They start to chat with the parents and they kind of build a bit of a relationship. But yeah, you do get a few parents as well that will come to one session, realise that they've actually got to do something and don't come again.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
don't accept that they might need to make changes as well as their child.
Yeah.
So they're just not in the right place to be able to do that at the moment.
Yeah, yeah. Cool, great. So why would you say that kind of supporting parents is such an important part of your role, but also in terms of the wider ethos programme in the school? Why is it so kind of, you know, why do we do it effectively?
Well, I think, essentially, I suppose that the child is at the centre of everything that we do in school, you know, and in the ethos team as well. We've all got the same outcomes that really is essentially about the children and that child. But somebody that's going to have an absolutely massive influence on that child and what they do and their values is the parent.
Mm.
So if we're not working with the parent, we're not really going to be that successful in engaging those students either, making changes. Because it needs to carry on at home as well.
Yeah.
So you need the parents to kind of be on board, really. And a lot of these things have come because of things that have happened at home, happened in the family, the parenting that's been happening. It has a direct influence on these things that happen in school. Things like that, even just valuing education in school. Sometimes that's just not there.
Yeah.
And then that, you know, if the parents don't value school and education, it's fairly rare that you get a child that, off their own back...
Yeah, of course,
values school and education. You get the odd one, but you know, a lot of kids, they go with what their parents say, and the kind of the whole atmosphere about it as well. So yeah, so it is really important to be able to engage the parents to be able to make those changes. So yeah, you've got to get to the parents.
Yeah, brilliant. And so how does the kind of work you do kind of in that area sort of connect with our Christian ethos? Because obviously that is the bit for us that kind of makes us unique, perhaps from lots of other different places, is our kind of core Christian base, our ethos. How does that work, that supporting parents kind of connect into that?
So I think, it's not maybe in an obvious Christian way that some people might think, you know, bashing the Bible. But it's more about just like being there for people. So I have more flexibility than I would if I worked for a local authority organisation. So I might, you know, be told I've only got this many sessions with this parent or this many weeks, or actually they don't meet the threshold. Whereas I don't have that within the ethos team, because if something's a problem for that family, then it's a problem that needs dealing with. And, you know, I think... Sometimes I get comments that family shouldn't have that money, that grant money, because of X, Y, Z. You know, they managed to buy this and that. And there's a little bit of judgment sometimes.
Mm.
But, you know, the point really is that A, the child didn't... It's not the child's fault.
Yeah.
The parent messed up, maybe. But also, along with giving our students second chances, that goes for parents as well.
Yeah.
You know, and just because they messed up and it might be all of their own doing, it doesn't mean they don't deserve help.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably the difference that we can give that outside agencies can't give. And I can have families that I can work with the whole time their child is in school, from year six to when they leave school, because I've got that flexibility that if that family need that ongoing support, then I can do that. Rather than being kind of pigeonholed into you've got a 6-week programme and
sure.
You know, if it's not sorted, then we're finished. So
Brilliant.
So there is a big difference.
Yeah, absolutely. We can kind of bring something extra, can't we?
Absolutely.
To what we do. Great. Yeah. So what do you enjoy most, Justine, about kind of supporting families and parents and probably grandparents, I guess, as well?
And siblings as well. Sometimes it's older siblings that are kind of bringing up the children. I do enjoy working with parents. I think if you want changes to be made, that's where you've got to start. Mm. So it can be quite rewarding. It can be very frustrating at times too, but it's nice to be able to develop that relationship. So you meet somebody new, you know, and a lot of the time they're quite cautious. Maybe they've had, you know, it's school and they think you're a teacher. Mm. And maybe they've not had a good experience of that in the past. Or of people being reliable or, you know, they've had a lot of people saying they're going to do something and they don't do it.
Yeah.
So it's about building that relationship so that they know actually you are reliable and you're listening to what they're saying. You know, and if you say you're going to do something, you're going to do it. And that you can see that relationship builds as they kind of start to trust you and they kind of will give you more information then as that relationship develops. So you can then put more support in. And then you can also see how that then knocks down into the family and into the students as well. Like sometimes with Triple P, you'll get kids say, I wish my mum had never done that course.
Brilliant.
Because they can see the changes, you know, that there's boundaries, you know, and I'm not keen on it. But things like with young carers, I suppose, as well, is a big one. So if you can work with the parents, it then alleviates some pressure from the child, you know. So that's quite, you know, you can see that happening and the feedback you get. So that's quite rewarding as well.
Brilliant. Fab. And then, so if you were to give a few top tips to some of our new family support workers, maybe not been in post for very long, what would some of those top tips be for kind of supporting parents?
I think a lot of parents, all they actually want is somebody to listen to what they've got to say.
Mm.
You know, when they're in meetings for school, everyone's always in a hurry. You know, it's like a meeting about your child. There's a, you know, and sometimes, depending on who's doing it, sometimes like, well, there's no excuses. This is what's got to happen. And
okay.
Sometimes as well, there's a tendency sometimes maybe to speak to them like they do the child.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody, but sometimes that can happen in school as well. So it's just, you know, giving them the time really to listen to what they've got to say. Showing them, you know, I had a parent say once that she felt like she'd actually been treated like, you know, an equal, like with respect. So I think that's important. It doesn't matter whether you're talking to somebody who's an alcoholic or somebody who's in real debt and, you know, they've spent all the money themselves on nothing. You know, they're still, you need to still treat them the same as you would anybody else so you can build that relationship. So, yeah, I think listening to people and what they've got to say, treating them respectfully regardless of their situation. What else? I think trying to, because sometimes you are that bridge between school and the family, so you can be walking a fine line sometimes between, obviously you can't sit there and have like a 10-minute, oh yeah, the school's terrible, isn't it? Can't believe that happened. But also you can't kind of be the other way as well, so you've got to be that bridge that can you know, bring those two things together. So I think you've got to be able to see it from a school point of view as to what they've got to do, and then also what are the barriers that are not making that happen. So you've got to get in with the right people, really. So, you know, with the attendance people and the heads of year and pastoral, and because sometimes you might need that information to be able to support that family.
Yeah.
To get that, you know, whatever needs to be done in school. So I think getting to know the right people is helpful. The other thing is connecting with outside agencies, so, and things like your local church as well, because you can get people to volunteer to help things like coffee mornings. You know, because if you've got another pair of hands or somebody that can just sit and chat with somebody, make them a cup of tea.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got quite a few people, that can free you up as well and help. And get a good parenting course under your belt at some point, whatever that might be. Because it's a really useful tool to have, and so many parents are struggling with, I'd say, managing behaviour, but a lot of it really is that they're becoming teenagers and changing.
They can be quite challenging, can't they, teenagers?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, they can be very challenging. I've got two of my own.
Yeah.
Very challenging. And I think it's just, you're not going to change your child, so what can I do to make there be less conflict? What can I do myself to kind of improve that situation? And I think people feel like, I know here, sometimes they get to year six, year seven, and all of a sudden, because they can go out, the parents are like, yes, go, you're out from under my feet, you know, you're not driving everybody else mad in the house to go. So then they end up kind of roaming the streets, and you get other issues from that.
So
I think having a good parenting course under your belt that includes things like building relationships as well as challenging behaviour is good, really useful.
Brilliant. Fantastic. Great. Thank you, Justine. There's loads to kind of think about there, and I'm sure you'll be only too happy to chat to anyone who wants to kind of pick up on anything that you've said to offer support. But yeah, there's loads to think about there. So thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.